That's how you start a show on a Saturday. A little bit of dead air and a little bit of bumper music. It is, you ought to know, I am not Dave Sirio. I'm better looking than Dave Sirio for sure. I won't tell him we told you that. But anyway, I'm Ryan Hedrick, your host for a Saturday morning. It is November 12th, 2022. And in the house, as always, my good friends and your co-hosts for You Ought to Know, Jose and Todd, Dynamic Automotive, 5 locations to serve you in Frederick County. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's so good to see you guys. We're going to get into a lot of topics. You want to jump right into Mike Lambert?
Yeah.
Let's bring on Mike Lambert on a Saturday morning, formerly of the Shine Shop, now very comfortably in parts unknown, enjoying his life and his retirement. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. How about yourself?
We're doing really well. We're doing really well. Of course, you're on with Todd and Jose. What's on the agenda today, my friend?
We're going to talk about leaves, because I don't know how it is back there in Maryland, but out here they're coming down like snow.
Yeah, they're coming down here too, Dave. I mean, Mike.
Okay. That's okay. Are you guys jet lagged from coming back from Vegas?
I am.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You went to Vegas? When did you get back?
I got back last night from Apex SEMA.
Oh, wow. Good week. Okay, yeah. Nice.
It's a sprint.
Good.
It's a sprint.
For sure. What time did you get back?
Well, we got back early evening, so, you know, I'm not that bad off, but it is a 4-hour difference.
Yeah, it's quite a haul. Yeah. So what's going on, good. Mike?
Okay, we're going to talk about leaves. And this comes because I used to see a lot of cars that came into the shop that were just packed with leaves. So what you want to do is you want to open the hood first off and look and see if you have a clump of leaves under there. That generally means you have a rodent that's trying to find a warm home for the wintertime. So you want to make sure you clean that out. Put something like Fresh Cab, which is available online and in most of the hardware stores, that smells like a Christmas tree and will keep the rodents away. You then want to make sure that the window, the windshield wipers area, the cowl, is clear of debris. That's where your heating and air conditioning air comes in. You don't want to have to go to Jose and say, hey, my air conditioning is not working, and all he has to do is clean leaves out. Okay, you can do that yourself. So then with a lot of the modern cars, especially like the cars like my GTI or the Fords with the twin turbo cars, down in the lower bumper, they're going to have a pretty big air intake for the intercooler and for the radiator and the air conditioner condenser. You want to make sure that's clear. I've had several customers with Porsche 911s come in and say that their cars are getting warm and they're just not getting the power. And all it was the intercoolers and the radiators were clogged up with leaves. So clean that out. You can do that with a vacuum, a strong stream of water. Sometimes you can even just reach in there with your hand and pull them out. You want to check around if you have a hatch or a trunk lid. Check around there and make sure you clean the debris out from around the weather stripping, because that's a pretty expensive repair to replace that when the debris will cut your weather stripping, and then you get a leak and you get into all kinds of problems. And then the last thing is, on the bottom of your doors, there's drain holes for the water. You don't want to use a metal coat hanger or anything like that, because you'll scratch the paint, you'll scratch the rust proofing that's inside the door. Use like a barbecue skewer, a wooden barbecue skewer, a great big long toothpick, and just make sure you keep those clean maybe once every couple of months, and then that'll let the water drain out. You won't create any sloshing, and you won't have any corrosion problems. And then if you have a sunroof, make sure to drain. You open the sunroof and make sure that track is all nice and clean, and make sure the drain holes are open. And that should keep you going.
Boy, Michael, you covered all the bases there, I got to say.
Okay, yeah, well, good. I try.
You know, the one thing is that the drain tubes in that sunroof, they are really susceptible to debris and clogging up, and that is so important.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people don't think to look at the pan. We call it the pan, and make sure all of that debris gets vacuumed out. And, you know, over time, I don't know how many of these tubes we've had to open up, Todd.
Oh, my goodness. It's countless, Michael. And what's interesting.
Absolutely.
We've seen like spiders make a little home in there, and then you know, the nest there collects all the pollen and all the small debris, and then next thing you know, you have a clog and then a wet floor. So very important to keep
absolutely.
That clean.
The other
you'd be surprised where the little bugs get.
Oh yeah.
The other good point you made is the cowl. the area. And,
yep.
and sometimes those leaves, if they're not removed, they deteriorate and they actually
yes,
get
they
through
do.
The screen holes. And then they clog up the evaporator a drain hole. And how many of those?
Yeah. And not to mention yep. that organic matter down around that wet environment becomes acidic. And then
yes.
next thing you know, the heater core,
yeah, it smells
the evaporator
real good too.
Core. Yeah, definitely so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keeping those areas clean is yep. very vital.
Yeah.
No, it takes a couple minutes, you know, once a month or so. It takes a couple minutes.
I like the fact that you brought up the drains and the doors, too, because a lot of people don't know doors are wet panels. They are designed to have water flow in, flow out. Those drains have to be opened up.
Yeah, and you don't really see the bottom of the doors rusting as much as it did back in our younger days, but because of all the e-coating and the corrosion resistance they do now. But you still need to keep those open because that sloshing that you get in the doors, you'll hear it. You'll hear the water sloshing back and forth, and it's like, where is that coming from?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And I have also seen what you mentioned about debris clogging up your radiator, your condenser. And,
yep.
and you know, when we do an AC service on a vehicle, we're checking the pressures, we're checking the belts, we're also cleaning the condenser of all of the bugs and leaves and all of that because it affects the performance. So that was another good point, yeah.
Yeah, and you want to do that gently. I mean, you don't want to reach in there with a stick or anything like that because then you'll bend the fins and then you wind up going to see Jose for a new one.
Right, yeah. No, yeah. I think, a strong stream of water. We use air pressure, of course, you know, and sometimes you can vacuum them out very gently, you know, but you don't
want
to use anything sharp or you'll cost yourself some money.
Yep. Well, that's all I got.
All right, Mike. Hey, thank you as always for joining us on Saturday. I'm a little smarter than I was before you got on there. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great stuff, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good stuff,
thank
Mike.
You.
Stay
you
well, and we'll talk next week. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It is 10:13 on WFMD. If you're just tuning in, shame on you. You should never miss the top of the show. But if you did, we're going to catch you up. You ought to know Ryan, Todd, Jose in the studio. We'll be joined by Craig Shipp of Frederick.com later. And we're just rocking and rolling on a Saturday. If you have a question about a vehicle, and I'm going to get into a subject I actually brought up off the air. And Jose's like, let's introduce it on the air. It's a great topic. And it's on the over the road miles, highway driving, as opposed to like side streets and things of that nature. And my concern is that I just bought my vehicle and I'm putting too many miles on it too fast. And we'll talk about that dynamic with Dynamic Automotive coming up 10:14 at WFMD 301-694-9363, 301-694. WFMD, you ought to know for a Saturday.
Clay Travis.
Things are not going well for the Democrats, and it's like every day they seem to get worse. Obviously, they don't want to admit that we're in a recession before the midterm.
Buck Sexton.
This White House is saying, in as many places as they can, don't let people see what's going on, and let's hide reality, at least until the election's over.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
It's Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, weekdays from noon to 3. On 930 WFMD.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of you ought to know. Dynamic Automotive, with 4 locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Hi, I'm Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, the People's Sheriff, asking for your vote. I stand for real law and order and removing criminals from our streets. I'm committed to serving and protecting every citizen of this county. My priority is the safety of you, your family, and, most importantly, our schools. Frederick County is the land of pleasant living. Let's hold on to that. Vote for a sheriff that truly cares about you and the future of this county. Vote Chuck Jenkins for sheriff. Authority Gary L. Jenkins, Treasurer.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Isn't Kathy meeting us for lunch?
No. Ever since she had that fall, she's afraid to leave the house.
But didn't she have physical therapy?
Yeah, they came for a few weeks and she was doing well, but once they discharged her, she didn't keep up.
She should get AgeWell Senior Fitness. They help people improve their strength and balance, and they come right to your house. I was feeling nervous walking on the grass, but since I've been using one of their trainers, I feel so much more confident.
Get your confidence back by calling 240-397-9050 or go to AgeWellSeniorFitness.com.
This is Paul Smith. Please join me for the closing argument where we discuss important political issues of the day. It's Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. on 930 WFMD.
.10:17 on WFMD. You ought to know Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Serio, Dynamic Automotive, in the house with Todd and Jose. And it is such a beautiful day, despite the temperatures. And, of course, it's cloudy. I woke up to, you know, cloudy conditions. And let me check the weather out here. It's not like the morning show, but it is 64 and cloudy in Frederick, if you're wondering. If you haven't got up, I hope you have that nice hot cup of rejuvenation in your hand. There will be a two-week period where you're going to put a boat in the water, Todd.
Yeah, so that's coming up here in 2 weeks, November 19th. We're going to be putting the Dynamic Spirit of Apprenticeship boat back in Carroll Creek. And this year, our beneficiary, which it's a fundraising event, our beneficiary is going to be Second Chances Garage, who just this week gave away their 300th vehicle. So a lot of excitement this week.
Yeah, they've been a great partner with us.
Oh,
and
man.
This is the sailing through the winter solstice event.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on for a couple of months. And we've revamped the boat, done a few things to it.
Yes.
And there are as many as 30 boats that are going to line Carroll Creek. And
that's what I hear.
People come from all over to see this, and
that's
it's
so cool.
Spectacular, especially in the evening hours when they're all lit up.
Yeah, so I want to go back to Second Chances Garage real quick, because I was back in 2013, I think I was the 9th or 10th recipient ever with the vehicle. And I told this story on the air yesterday on the Morning News Express. So I had applied for a job at Stevenson University as its basketball play-by-play broadcaster, and I didn't have a vehicle, and I didn't tell the employer that because I was so confident that Rick and his team were going to push my application through. I had submitted an application. I had had some vehicle issues months prior, and I fit all the criteria of the program, and wouldn't you know, so I accepted the job at Stevenson University. Probably 2 days before Rick called me and said, you are the proud owner now of a 1987 Honda Civic hatchback. What a throwback vehicle this was. And let me tell you, man, this vehicle served me so well. 3 years. 3 years. Rick took great care of it. The only problem I had was there was a nest in the air conditioning unit. I couldn't turn on the air conditioning. I took it to Rick. He took the car apart. He's like, there's a nest in your air conditioning unit.
So these guys are so good.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. Second Chances Garage is one of the jewels of Frederick City. It's helped so many people. And you talked about the 300th recipient. Her name is Annie Nicholas, and she's driving away in a 2010 Chevy Cobalt. And, it's going to help her get her life back on track. It's going to give her the resources necessary to do what she has to do. And congratulations to her.
Yeah, absolutely. What they do there is it's a game changer for so many local people. So it's a great organization to be partnered
with.
Your
story really resonates, though, Ryan. I mean, they really just help you through that tight spot that you're in. They give you a leg up. and you get back on track. And it's fabulous when you attend one of their ceremonies.
Yeah.
That's every Friday practically.
Yep.
That
yeah.
They're giving a vehicle away.
Yeah, Rick and his beautiful wife Cindy and his team have done such great work, and they started with a very small vision that's blossomed and grown to now 300 vehicles. But they can't do it without people donating their vehicles, donating their money. And that's the great thing about Frederick is it the community works in harmony when everybody is helping each other.
That's so true. We have a very giving community, mm-hmm. and the donations are there. And they have technicians on site.
Absolutely.
A great staff. They rejuvenate the vehicles. And if they have some extra vehicles that need to be revamped, they bring them to us.
Yeah.
And we revamp them for them.
Yeah. Are you still using the Frederick County students in the apprenticeship program? How is that working for you?
Well, the Career and Technology Center is now actually talking with Second Chances Garage.
Nice.
We're going to be talking to them because we're sort of in the same sort of business, except that when we get a car donated for the Career and Technology Center, it's used for education. The guys and the gals that work on those vehicles really learn a whole lot from those cars being donated. Then those cars are eventually sold, and the monies that are sold are used for scholarships, for events like Skills USA. It goes right back into education, right into the students' minds and development.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we just had an event out at the Career and Technology Center, and John from Second Chances Garage was there, and he had a couple of young students that are part of the Career and Technology Center and being an apprentice within their shop.
So they are developing apprentices at Second Chances Garage as well.
And the only way that they're doing that, again, is they're getting the hands-on experience. I mean, you could put these students in front of an instructor who has a projector screen and he's using a big stick to point out, here's how you do an oil change, here's how you change a tire, here's how you take apart an engine. But if they don't get the hands-on experience of working with the vehicle, taking it apart, putting it back together, getting their hands dirty, they're not going to be able to get that valuable experience to be able to become the next great mechanics and technicians in the community that we need to keep the industry going.
So true. And right now in Frederick County, you know, our community really is demanding a highly skilled workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Career and Technology Center, we're able to provide those services. So the Career and Technology Center actually has 24 different career-oriented, vocational-oriented departments.
Yeah.
They've been doing such a great job that they've outgrown their facility now.
Mm.
I hate to tell you this, but 49.8% of students that applied had to be turned away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just because limited space?
Limited space. So we need a bigger facility. The guys who teach, the guys and gals who are teaching over there, the actual departments that are functioning over there have done such a great job.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous demand. It is now time to expand.
So I've been filling in for Dave Cirio for the last year and some change. By the way, you're listening to You Ought to Know, TED 25 on a Saturday morning with Todd and Jose, Dynamic Automotive. 5 locations in Frederick County to serve you. One of the coolest shows we ever did, guys, was when we brought students and an instructor in from that school to talk about their experience. And you can tell, I mean, there was a 15-year-old kid that said, look, like, this program has changed my life, and here's how it's changed my life.
Exactly. And they do it not only in automotive. They do it in the building industry. They do it in the medical industry. They do it in the first responders industry.
Yep.
They have so many departments, and I get to see these kids graduate off stage and launch into these new careers year in, year out. It's just fantastic. But now it's time to expand that facility so we can educate more of our Frederick County students.
Yeah, somebody hit me up on the Mattress Warehouse text line and said, It's the 5th, not the 12th. Maybe I said it's November 12th. I'm a week ahead of myself. It is November 5th. It is.
Yeah,
I've only had one cup of coffee, so just, you know, spare me. It's 1026 at WFMD. So I want to go into this real quick. Craig Shipp coming up in like 8 minutes as he talks all things local events and stuff like that. There's no question that highway and city miles affect a car in different ways. In city driving, for instance, vehicles are constantly stopping and starting, which means they use more fuel. City driving also typically involves rough roads and potholes, giving a car's suspension more of a workout. On the highway, you're just, you know, it's a straight shot from point A to point B.
Right.
So let's talk about that in terms of a car's longevity.
Well, Todd? You know, the starting and stopping, I mean, that's wear on the driveline, that's wear on the tires, it's wear on the brakes. Whereas once you get out on the highway, it's smooth sailing, so to speak. You're in the happy spot. You know, the engine, the transmission, all the lubricants are up to operating temperature. That's where they're most efficient, for sure.
Yeah, so a vehicle that is driven in the city environment will age much faster than a vehicle that's out there commuting, you know, even 100 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that vehicle typically won't need brakes till it's got 70, 80, 90. We've seen them go as far as 90,000 miles
Wow.
not needing brakes.
So take me to a showroom or a car lot where I'm buying a used vehicle, which is a challenge because we're experiencing sticker shock these days. You know, you're looking at 50 cars with 50,000 miles on them for, you know, $35,000, which is unheard of. But a one-year-old vehicle that has like 50,000 miles on it, probably, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, probably a vast majority of those miles are highway miles, right?
True. Yeah, we've got a lot of commuters here in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say most of those miles are commuter miles, easy miles.
So what is the – I mean, can you convert those to city miles? It's like if you see a vehicle with 50,000 miles on it, can you trust that it's going to be a vehicle that you can rely on for longevity and travel purposes?
Well, with that said, I mean, anytime you're looking at a used vehicle, I would definitely encourage an outside party such as us to mm-hmm. to evaluate that vehicle, to check it over, to make sure that it hasn't sustained some sort of damage or you know, need required maintenance that's just been neglected. So definitely want to get the full story before you make that purchase.
You're also investigating documentation like Carfaxes and getting records. You want to know where that car came from.
Sure.
You know, if it came from the rust belt, yeah, boy, you better look for some rust, some corrosion going on
right
underneath that car. If it came from, for instance, out west where there's desert conditions, most of those cars are still pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Desert conditions versus rust belt conditions. I lived in the rust belt for a number of years in Buffalo, New York, where the winters are harsh, and boy, it really took a toll on my tires. The roads aren't kept there. The government doesn't put too much into the infrastructure. Here, you may get municipalities that keep their roads nice. You may get others like Baltimore City wreaks havoc on your suspension because the roads are just in bad shape.
Oh my goodness. I'm driving my truck through Baltimore City usually because it's like off-roading sometimes.
Oh, definitely so. Definitely so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming up on 10:30 here at WFMD and WFMD.com. Let's see. Ask Todd. I'll say my mechanic. Okay. So this is a text message I can read. I have to double check it and edit it for air purposes. But Ron on the Mattress Warehouse text line wants me to ask you guys. He says his mechanic passed away last year. He owned a Chevy Corvette Specialty in Fairplay, Maryland. I have 1978 L82 Corvette.
Not L82.
L82, yeah.
Yeah. L82 Corvette. What year did he say?
It is 1978.
Yeah, those are really sweet vehicles.
Are they?
They really are. And I've got a couple of customers that really keep them in great shape. We have a 1980 that comes into us.
Surprisingly enough, that gentleman just sold that car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
really?
Yes. Nice. He just wasn't using it enough, and the upkeep on it was beyond what he could do any longer.
He hopped it up, and it was a rock-solid vehicle.
Nice.
Kept it pristine. Mm-hmm. Of course, most Corvette customers are meticulous owners.
Sure.
And this car, I'm so surprised to hear that he sold it. This car was amazing.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys. 10:31 at WFMD. If you have a question for the experts, Todd and Jose, Dynamic Automotive, you ought to know. Hit us up on the Mattress Warehouse text line 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Craig Ship in minutes. Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Serio. On a Saturday morning, here's news.
Has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of you. You Ought to Know.
It's You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
It is 10:35 on a Saturday morning. Ryan Hedrick in for the aforementioned Dave Serio, the regular host of You Ought to Know. I'm merely keeping a seat warm, I promise. Dave Serio will be back in a couple of weeks. I will be in next Saturday as well. And on the line, the one and only Craig Ship, Frederick.com in the house, a regular guest and contributor to You Ought to Know. Craig, good Saturday afternoon, good Saturday morning. How are you?
It is a beauty, and we've had a run of beautiful days here. So hopefully they will continue, because we do have a really cool event on November 11th. Mm-hmm. And this is going to start out at Mount Olivet Cemetery, and I actually got an email from a gentleman who is saying that people that play brass instruments, they need some more volunteers, because musicians will assemble at 10 a.m. at Mount Olivet Cemetery for brief rehearsal, and then they're going to march down, and they're going to end up at Memorial Park, that's 2nd and Ben Street in Frederick, and they're going to have a ceremony for those who have served this country. Veterans Day type ceremony. So it looks like about 10:30 a.m. is when they're going to leave Mount Olivet, and they're going to be at the Memorial Park at about 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so he's calling anybody that plays brass instruments are encouraged to participate. And so I'll give his name and phone number in case anybody does want to join in on this and be one of the performers. It's Fred Schumacher, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Schumacher.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. And his phone number is 301-694-0829. I'll say that one more time. 301-694-0829. And they do this every year. So, you know, I guess they've had a few drop out, and they need a couple more musicians to come on in there and join them. So anybody that plays brass, I recommend you get in touch. It sounds like something fun to do. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I have. You caught my attention when you said a 78 Corvette. I actually bought a 78 L82 four-speed new. I was working at Dick Stevens Chevrolet at the time, and that was a silver anniversary year. So they had the silver anniversary Corvette, and I got an L82 four-speed, which was not available in California. So I was able to buy it for $500 over cost because I was working there, and I was able to sell it to a doctor out in California for about a $5,000 markup, because he wanted an L82 four-speed in the worst way out there, and you couldn't buy them new, so he had to buy it used from me. So I got a free trip out to California, got to stay in his place for a couple of weeks because I had to retitle it and everything out there. And so that was a fun little trip, paid for by a rich doctor in Malibu.
That's nice. Pretty cool. Nice. Most of those Corvettes, though, that year were automatics, and you make a good point. The four-speeds were a rare vehicle.
Yeah, and they were not available in California. And so he was just
and it was actually a doctor that did work here. His name is Dr. Art Uhlein, and he was on TV a lot on Channel 4, and he was on, like, the Johnny Carson show. Like, whenever they had medical things they wanted to talk about, he was the doctor that they called. So he was here in D.C. pretty often, and he just wandered into Stephen Chevrolet, and I was talking to him, and I said, yeah, I think I can get you one. It's going to take a little while, but I think I can get you one. And so we worked out a deal, and it worked out for both of us.
Craig Shipp on the line. Craig Shipp on the line from Frederick.com. You're listening to You Oughta Know right here on 930 WFMD every Saturday at 10 a.m. Craig, are you have you heard anything about the Brunswick Veterans Parade? It's the 90th anniversary, and it's one of the longest-running parades in the country, I think. I know Brunswick is expecting a large crowd. Do you know anything about that?
Yep. It should be tomorrow. As far as I know, it's usually the first Sunday in November. So, unfortunately, I don't have it on my list of events here because I didn't find it. I have to find them posted for me to then share it onto the Frederick County Facebook page. So I couldn't find a posting for that. They're a little bit old school out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great event. I've been out there many years and photographed it. We've got in the blog section on Frederick.com, we've got a bunch of videos and photos from it. And it's a great event to go to, especially when the weather's nice. And they started out with a ceremony, and it's usually a really good ceremony, and they usually have some great speakers, a keynote speaker that's usually world class. Mm-hmm. And then they have the parade after the ceremony. And so the parade usually starts at like around 2 p.m., I want to say, ish, but the ceremony starts, you know, before that. So I think if anybody has not been to that, I've been there many times. If anybody has not been out there, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Veterans Day events that we have in this metropolitan area.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that this area does really, really well is we transition from the fall season to the Christmas season really well. That Maryland Christmas show is coming up at the fairgrounds soon, isn't it?
Yes, and I'll tell you another thing. They've got I'm looking at the list right now. There's just so many things. They've got an artful evening. You all were talking about Frederick Community College.
Mm-hmm.
That's today at 5 o'clock. Today at 4 o'clock, we've got Frederick Artist Night, and that's at Cowork Frederick. I mean, just today, I'm looking at 5 or 6 events. Music in the Village fall season at Warman's Mill. I mean, it just goes on and on. We've got a stunt show at Harley Davidson of Frederick. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to be jumping. Maybe they'll do. I don't know what they're going to do out there, but that's going on at 11 a.m. Just right after your show here.
Yeah.
So it just goes on and on. Frederick Weddings Expo is tomorrow at 11:30. So if somebody's thinking about getting married, again, we've on the 11th at 9 p.m. That's the same day as that. That Veterans Day event. We've got karaoke night at Callahan's. So it just goes on and on. And I'm reading these off. If you go to Facebook.com/Frederick County, Facebook.com/Frederick County, and just click on events, it just goes on and on. Fall is a great time for events here. If you can't find something to do in Frederick in the fall, you're just not looking.
Yeah, and I want to plug real quick, WFMD is hosting an event. This is not known to the public. I'm going to break the news for the first time. So we had, we've been having Christmas Bash for Kids for years and years with Ron Ross and Jennifer Ross at Champions, but Champions, for whatever reason, can't host live events anymore, live music. So we're transferring the event, and we're calling it Christmas Cash for Kids Benefit. All the money's raised at the Elks Lodge on November 18th with the Park Avenue Band and Troy Remsburg go to benefit Christmas Cash for Kids, which WFMD has been hosting for 2 decades. All the money's raised for that event during that week go to benefit Christmas Cash for underprivileged kids in Frederick County. So this is really special to us. You're going to hear it on the air a lot over the next couple of weeks, so I want to throw that out there as well. It's 10:44 on a Saturday morning. Craig, do you have anything else to share with us this morning?
No, that's about it. You might want to also get in touch with Special Delivery Band. They're local. The gentleman that has Grimes Graphics is one of the plays in that, and he does a lot to help raise money as well. Maybe you could work something out, a special performance of them somewhere, and raise some more money.
Yes, Special Delivery Band, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
They're local, and they're local, and they're really good. And so, John Grimes has Grimes Graphics there on 15, and he plays in it. So he'd probably be the one to talk to.
Awesome. John Grimes. All right. Thank you. I'm going to make a note of that and reach out to him after the show. I appreciate your help, and it's good talking to you.
Tell him I drafted him.
Nice. And then I'm filling in for Dave next Saturday, so we'll chat next Saturday as well. Yep. Thanks, Craig.
Yep. Take care, Ryan. Great show, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. There he goes. There is a Craig Shipp. Nobody is more in the know than Craig Shipp of Frederick.com.
He really does know what's going on all around town in Frederick. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's right. If you can't find anything to do today, there's five events within the next couple of hours. Go to the Frederick County at Frederick County Facebook page. That's the handle, and then we'll hook it up. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, so I used to live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and whenever I took the light rail there, they have a wonderful light rail system in Charlotte, there was a big vending machine-like thing filled up with vehicles, and it was called Carvana. And Carvana has taken a major hit. Carvana's popularity really kind of reached its peak during the pandemic because nobody knew what the pandemic was going to do, and certainly nobody wanted to touch each other. Remember 6 feet? Stay 6 feet apart?
Yeah.
And so I'd like to forget it, but we probably will never forget it. But anyway, Carvana was a service where you can actually, from your phone, I want to order a 2022 Dodge Charger, drop it off to my house. I want to trade in my whatever. And they would do that swap for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
bring
now,
right to your house.
Yeah. Carvana is having some big problems. And we're going to talk about that as we see the automotive industry has been turned upside down by supply chain issues and the pandemic and stuff like that. We're going to dissect that coming up next, 1046 at WFMD. Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Serio. And so glad to be with you on a Saturday morning. WFMD's You Ought to Know.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know. Dynamic Automotive, with four locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Meet Jessica Fitzwater, the Democrat candidate for county executive.
I have white privilege and I'm a racist. Anybody who is a white person in any sort of position of power, we have white privilege and we are racist because of the systems in this community.
Is this who you want as your Frederick County executive? Go to therealjessicafitzwater.com to learn more.
I have white privilege and I'm a racist.
Paid for by friends of Mike Huff, Robert Frischa, Treasurer.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com. BG.
You know weather bug users when you see them. The umbrellas before the storm, the scarves before the blizzard, the flip-flops before the heat wave, the prepared few. Well, not so few. Over 10 million people use the WeatherBug app for hyper-local weather reports and real-time updates that prepare you for whatever happens next. With more free map layers than any other weather app, WeatherBug sees the unforeseen to protect you from the unpredictable. Download the WeatherBug app today for free.
Tim.
What?
Here at Hafer's Guns, we make silencing that easy. With a huge inventory of in-stock suppressors in each location, in-house photographs and fingerprints, and electronic forms, heck, we can even look at threading your barrel too. Shh! Do you hear it? Neither do we. Hafer's Guns, proud to be your one-stop gun shop, including your suppressor and NFA needs, now with two locations.
It's Maryland Terrapins football on WFMD.
Assurance of HC Summer, Feed and Supply in Jefferson, and the Murray Financial Group. The Turf Steak on Wisconsin, Saturday at 12 noon on 930 WFMD.
Go Maryland, yeah. It is 1049 at WFMD, of course. The incomparable Johnny Holiday will be on the call as the Maryland Terrapins in Wisconsin today. And actually, Johnny Holiday is going to be in studio doing Christmas Cash for Kids the final day on December 2nd. We've confirmed that. He's going to be answering the phones. He's going to be anchoring the coverage of Christmas Cash for Kids right here in Frederick.
That is so awesome.
On November 2nd. You guys going to stop by and do the shout-out for Christmas Cash? Nice.
Absolutely.
It is 10:50 at WFMD. Everybody's going to be involved. Christmas Cash for Kids, all hands on deck. One of the more special events in the country, and it's happening right here in Frederick. Listen, we're going to go out to the phone lines at 10:50. You ought to know. And Tom is on the radio this morning. He wants to ask a question of our experts, Todd and Jose. Tom, you're on the air with You Ought to Know. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How is everybody?
We're great.
Good morning, Tom.
Great, thank you. Yeah, my question is about trying to get a car repainted where there's no body damage. It's not a collision thing. I've got a 2006 Highlander, and it's in great shape, like 70,000 miles, but the paint's just starting to let go.
What's happening?
And a lot of body shops just don't seem to want to, just do a total repaint.
No kidding. Is that what you're getting? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't shopped around too many places, but they all seem to be so tuned into doing collision repair and dealing with insurance companies that they I just get the vibe like they just don't really want to. They steer me to those the franchise paint shops is kind of where they're steering me.
Okay, well, I will tell you that sometimes, and I'm not trying to give a business as a plug here in our area. I've had to do the same thing, too, a couple of times, Tom, where I'm going out there shopping around, and I typically will hit franchise and mom-and-pop collision centers when I'm trying to get some stuff done. And I've got a couple of vehicles that have rust, and I'm going to be out there shopping around to see who can fix this for me and who can paint it for me. Some of the franchise painters that we have here in the Frederick area, I would give them a call. I have had experience with them. Believe it or not, they do a pretty darn good job. Not a lot of money being spent. If you want to do a complete job on the vehicle, that's who you really want to talk to first. Some of your, and I hate to say this, some of your dealer body shops the other private mom and pops or specialty mom and pops will cost you a small fortune to get your car painted. So you might want to try a franchise shop. We had to have one of our trucks painted through and through. And I took it up to Hagerstown to a franchise painter. And the experience was awesome. They did. They even did the bed liner, and they put a pinstripe on the truck. I didn't even ask them to do that. It was
nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you want to check them out. Todd, you got anything?
Yeah, and that was done many years ago, and it still looks pretty darn good, 7-8 years later. So
And El Cheapo, what was the old the franchise that used to do them? Scheib?
Earl Scheib Paint. Paint any car for $99 or something.
Yes. Yeah. You want to shop around.
I'll paint any car for $99. I promise you it won't come out the way you want it to come out, though. Hey, Tom, thanks for reaching out. We got to run. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Yeah, Tom weighing in on if you have a question, we have 7 more minutes. I do want to get into the rapid demise of Carvana, or maybe not so rapid. So, from its first day on the stock exchange in 2017, Carvana was really kind of poised to revolutionize the automotive sales industry, right? They were known as the sales killer, but they quickly became, during the pandemic, their stock peaked at $110 a share. And eventually, as the pandemic wore on, the stock price tripled, $360 a share, a market cap of nearly $70 billion. Yet throughout 2022, Carvana's stock price has drastically declined. Currently, it sits at a meager $26 a share, a 92% drop.
Wow.
Yeah, that is, I mean, and obviously they've had to lay off tons of people. So I will ask you guys, I mean, the way that we're seeing Carvana's demise, is it indicative of more people don't trust the process, people don't need the process, or people just not buying vehicles, or all the above?
Well, you know, the, you know, buying a used vehicle, I'm the kind of guy that needs to touch it, feel it. I got to get in there, drive it, and then I'm going to shop it.
Mm-hmm.
Carvana is sort of eliminating all of that.
Yeah,
you're not buying new; you're buying used here.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I know a lot of people that buy new vehicles online. Okay, that's a new vehicle, but even a new vehicle, I want to drive it before I buy it.
Yeah,
I mean, and especially in this market, used car prices are higher than they've ever been.
So I think you hit on one key thing, which is trust. So there was a court case in Illinois where Carvana had its license suspended by the state for failing to properly transfer titles. And the suspension has since been revoked, but on the condition that Carvana obey strict guidelines under the tight suspension. See, they were operating in the market with impunity during the pandemic. They were doing whatever they had to do to make the sale, and people were hungry to get new vehicles, and it was an easy process. But when you're faced with those type of restrictions, and the court of public opinion, as you alluded to, is so important because people will buy things from people they trust way before anything else. Trust is the big factor here.
Especially when it comes to used cars.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And you know, the rules and regulations are different state to state mm-hmm. to state.
What is it like here in Maryland as far as, like, transferring titles and stuff like that with online vehicles?
You know, I really have no idea. I've never bought a used vehicle from a dealer. So
would you?
And if I had to, yes. Yeah.
So usually they, you know, there's title work involved.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking care of all of that title work. A good reputable place has got all of their ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And that transition goes very smoothly. And it really does. Maryland is tough when it comes to the transference of a used car. When you're purchasing private party, one of those parties, either the seller or the buyer, has to have that vehicle Maryland State inspected.
Absolutely right. Yeah,
and it's gotta go through a very strict process, and a certificate now is electronically generated.
It is.
Purchasing party has to go to the DMV with that certificate and proof of insurance, et cetera, to get their registration done.
Also, one thing that really piques my curiosity, I'm always interested to learn why companies fall from grace. I mean, you're talking about a $90 billion company with stock trading value of $360-something dollars a share down to $26 a share this morning. There was a whistleblower that took to social media to air grievances about its company. And, you know, that only comes when people lose their jobs. Nobody is whistleblowing a company that is successful, that's enjoying plenty of profit, and that they enjoy being at. They're only going to blow the whistle if they are discrediting the company because they're airing a grievance because they don't like the outcome of the relationship with that company.
You wonder what was going on the inside.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. So, yeah, it's something that interested me. And again, if you're like down south, if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, thousands and thousands of our listeners listen on the app. In fact, I think we had 70,000 listeners on the WFMD app all over the country. And that really helps get the word out. And again, if you see this tall skyscraping vending machine type thing with vehicles in it, it is Carvana, and it is quickly ascending from its peak. And we're now dealing with reality, face-to-face purchasing. Real quick, I'm going to let you guys get the last word. Dynamic Automotive specializes in a plethora of customer things. How can people get in touch with Dynamic, and where are your locations?
Well, the easiest way to get in touch with us is on the website, www.dynamicautomotive.net.
And we have five locations: Liberty Town, New Market, Urbana, Frederick, and Emmitsburg.
Todd and Jose, I'll see you next week. Always enjoy working with you guys. Have a blessed weekend. I will talk to you on the Morning News Express with 5:10 in the morning. Bright and early Monday. Stay well. God bless, Frederick.